With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. With the state's March 8th primary fast approaching, presidential candidates are turning their attention to Michigan. Senator Bernie Sanders had stops in Ypsilanti and Dearborn as part of his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination. But first, the Michigan Public Radio Network's Rick Pluta was with Ohio Governor John Kasich when he stopped at Grand Valley State University outside of Grand Rapids.
Following a strong finish in New Hampshire, Ohio's governor is betting big on the Midwest, helping him fulfill his presidential ambitions. Michigan is the first Midwestern primary state, so it seemed worth it for Kasich to take a break from his official duties in Ohio and the critical South Carolina primary to make a swing through Michigan to stump for Republican votes and try to quell some Big Ten rivalries.
Can we put the fact that I'm from Ohio aside till after the primary?
Kasich, who also served in Congress, offered few specific policy prescriptions. He does oppose the full legalization of marijuana and favors a more muscular foreign policy. But Kasich's focus was more on the type of president he'd be than what he'd do if and when he's sitting in the Oval Office. And he told Republican primary voters that what the country needs is more bipartisanship. And if people had a problem with that, well, too bad.
Republican Party's my vehicle and not my master, and I'm running in a Republican primary. Tough.
Kasich did offer this endorsement, sort of, to the other presidential candidates stumping in Michigan at the same time, and that's Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont.
I'm for Bernie being president, but of Ben and Jerry's, not the United States, okay?
I'm Rick Pluta in Allendale.
And I'm Jake Neer in Ypsilanti, where Senator Bernie Sanders made his case for beating out Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination for president of the United States. But he also seemed to be running against Michigan Governor Rick Snyder. In front of a boisterous crowd of more than 9,000 at Eastern Michigan University, Sanders reiterated his scorn for Snyder's handling of the Flint water crisis.
You know, I've called for Snyder's resignation, that's fine. But if the local government cannot protect those children, if the state government cannot protect those children, then the federal government better get in and do the right thing.
It was also Sanders' first opportunity to weigh in on the vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court since the sudden death of Justice Antonin Scalia over the weekend.
Here you have the Constitution as clear can be. The President of the United States nominates people to the Supreme Court. Republicans, start hearings on his nomination. Do not obstruct. Obey the Constitution.
Austin Nicholson is an 18-year-old first-time voter who drove all the way from Ludington on the west side of the state to see Sanders speak. He says the Vermont senator embodies everything he's looking for in a presidential candidate.
I'm really looking for someone who's genuine in their views. Bernie seems to be. I want someone that's truly caring about real American problems, that's finally standing up for real American families. So,
Sanders hopes people like Nicholson will drive a big young voter turnout for Michigan's presidential primary on March 8th. I'm Jake Neer in Ypsilanti.